everybody, this is Bobby Cool Daddy Slick Breeze, and this is another episode of the Cool Daddy Disc Golf Podcast. We got another quick episode for you. We're going to talk about mastering your grip and stance during the fall weather. But before I do that, I want to let you know about a special discount for my podcast listeners. Go to CoolDaddyDiscGolf.com, place an order. When you check out, make sure you put in the code podcast, that's P-O-D-C-A-S-T, podcast, to get 15% off your purchase of $15 or more. So check it out, CoolDaddyDiscGolf.com. Try yourself out some class disc and get a nice little discount with the discount code. So today we're going to have another, like I said, a short show that will give you a competitive edge this fall season. We're diving deep into how to master your grip and stance, specifically tailored for the challenges the fall season brings. And trust me, you're going to want to listen to this. So let's start with adjusting your grip for the cold weather. As the temperatures start to dip, your grip can really be affected. You might find your hands getting a bit stiffer or the disc feeling slicker than usual. One thing you can try to do is maybe switch up your grip slightly. Have you ever tried the fan grip? It offers better control and can be a game changer in colder weather. This grip allows you to maintain a softer grip while still having enough spin and control to make those crucial shots. And hey, don't forget about keeping your hands warm. Maybe try wearing gloves in between throws. I've seen people do that, or you'll notice a guy wearing thick gloves, and you're thinking, how's he going to throw in that? But he'll take one glove off from his throwing hand, do his throw, and then put the gloves right back on. Or you can have some hand warmers. That's something that if you're at a bigger tournament, you'll see the tournament directors might sell some hand warmers, or you might stop at like a Walmart or some other store to find some hand warmers. Now, here's a pro tip. Get you some hand warmers and put it inside your gloves and make yourself a nice little hand oven. Keep your hands warm. And another pro tip number two, get the feet warmers. They have specific ones that are made for your feet, and you can actually put them in your shoes. And that some of them there's the specific ones you can actually stick to your socks, and they keep your feet nice and warm. Now let's move on to your stance. Fall is beautiful, isn't it? The leaves changing colors, the crisp air, but those fallen leaves can also make for some slippery playing conditions. You need to make sure you're stable before you even think about launching your disc. If you see a lot of debris on the tee pad, take a few minutes to clear it off. If the fall weather has brought any rain, it might be beneficial to do a run up to see if the tee pad is slippery, even after you wiped it off. So I know if it's been raining a little bit or a lot, some places the soil or the terrain or whatever will turn into more mud, and people will get a lot of mud on their shoes, and you're going to get a lot of that mud on the tee pads as people scrape their shoes off or they're playing without cleaning the mud off their shoes. So make sure you're aware of any little mud spots near where you know the end of your X step is going to end, because you don't want to slip and fall. I have seen plenty of guys slip and fall based off those little mud piles of mud, or even the slick areas of the tee pad. So make sure you check those out. So if the tee pad seems a little slippery, even after you clean off any debris and try to clean off any mud, you may have to pull back on your power as far as when you throw. So make sure you keep that in mind. You may have to back up a little bit from your power because you don't want to slip and fall. Now, if you're throwing from grass or grass tee pad, keep in mind the grass can be just as slippery, if not more, than concrete. Now, speaking of footing, now's the time to think about your footwear as well. The last thing you want is to slip during your run-up. Make sure you invest in a good pair of water-resistant disc golf shoes that offer excellent grip. Now, I've tried several brands. I remember I had bought a pair of Salomons that were really nice, very comfortable, kept my feet warm. They're a bit clunky, but they worked really well in muddy conditions and in the fall weather. So highly recommend Salomon for that. The Adidas Terex, I did buy the Adidas Terex back when there was the big push for Adidas, when Paul McBeth was with Adidas. Is he still with Adidas? I can't remember. Anyway, I remember buying a pair, and they worked out pretty good. They weren't as clunky as a Salomon, but I got to admit, even after they were beat in and I wore them quite a few rounds, my feet were hurting probably about 3/4 of the way through rounds. And so they kind of wore my feet out. Now, I don't know I'm pretty sure I bought the correct size. I usually wear a size 12 and they fit really well, but there was just something about them that wore my feet out. Right now, I wear a pair of Merrells. Now, I have to admit, they're not waterproof, and I actually use them when I do trail running, but they're nice They're nice, soft, and cushy, but not too cushy for disc golf. But I really like the Merrells, and they're specifically made for trail runs, like I said, so they can take some of the wear and tear of walking around on a disc golf course. Now, here's a hack that I learned while I was in the Marine Corps. I used to do 15, well, actually, during this one commanding officer's time in Okinawa, Japan, we would do one 15-mile hike and a 6-mile hike. And the 15-mile hike, we had, about 40, 50 pounds worth of stuff on us. And our rifle, we had our backpack on us and stuff. But one thing that they always told us to bring was extra pairs of socks. And just about every 3 or 4 miles when we would stop, we would change our socks. And that was a game changer. And that's something that when I used to play, I haven't played a lot of tournaments, but when I do play tournaments or when I'm out hanging out with buddies and I know I'm going to be out there for pretty much all day, I bring some extra socks and I change in between rounds or maybe even after 9 holes, because it's like, I don't know, it's just like a real refreshing feeling on your feet, and your feet feel a little bit rejuvenated just a bit. So take extra pairs of socks. It is a lifesaver. So that's it, guys. I hope you find some value out of these quick tips, especially as we enter into these beautiful but challenging fall months. Remember, you can make small adjustments in your grip and your stance, and it can make a world of difference. Thanks, guys, and I'll see you in the next episode.